Hey, Thanksgiving. We always did this growing up. I just want you to whisper one thing to somebody right next to you. One thing you're thankful for. God is good, isn't he?
God is.
I'm so thankful that all of you guys are here sharing this Sunday with us. I'm just honored to be able to be here with you guys. I'm blessed to be here with you guys. God is good, and I just wanted to share something about communion with you guys. One thing that I'm thankful for is the resurrection.
Amen.
Amen. We got some people over here. Amen. It's because of the resurrection that today I experience new life. It's because of the resurrection that today I can walk in the newness of life. Is it because today, the resurrection, that I can stand here and say, I'm not perfect, and it's all right. You know what I mean? That's where the gospel hit me. And it's true, because there's a resurrecting power that something dead in me rose up. And God called it out of me. He said, Chris, you are now alive. You are a new creation.
Amen.
And that's what the power of the gospel. I'm thankful for the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So as we look at the communion, guys, I mean, they didn't know that when Jesus was breaking the bread that he was going to actually die. They thought this man would just, you know, tell everybody, I'm God, and then I don't have to go through this. The disciples were lost because he died. Like, wait, isn't this guy claiming to be God and he's dead now? I don't know about you guys, but everybody dies and nobody raises back up from the dead unless they're Jesus Christ. Right. And that's something for me. That's something that just baffles my head. And it's created, just as we take communion, guys, this is a serious topic. If it's for the people who believe in that gospel. And it's alright if you don't believe in that gospel, guys. I'm glad you're here. Because it's God pursuing you right now where you're at in your life and where you're at in your walk. If you experience hurt, pain, whatever it is, I believe that God can switch that around and bring you to life. But that's something for you that you have to figure out and have a conversation with you and God. And I just want to offer that to you guys who believe in this gospel, who believe in the power of the resurrection. We join together and we remember that God broke his body and he died on a cross, spilled his blood, so that we might walk in the newness of life. And not for our own glory, not for our own praise, it's for his glory. And it's to help gather around people who are around us who are hurting in pain and say, God is good. Let me show you to a better way. Let me show you to the only way. I believe that's where true change happens. Where God just comes into our own lives and he just, there's something that changes called transformation. So, if I just have the deacons come up, I want to share that, what I'm thankful for. If you don't believe it, if you're still skeptical, just feel free to pass, let it pass. But I wanted to tell you this. God offers salvation today, and it's free. I believe that this conversation needs to happen. So there's deacons, there's pastors, there's people around who want to share the love of God for you. If you haven't experienced that, I pray that you don't walk out of the building. I pray that you grab somebody and say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. I just know I want to talk. It just starts with a conversation and just being willing to be open to say, I'm not perfect. Let us answer your questions. We don't have all the questions, but let us help you. Let us start a conversation and start this journey, which is being transformed by the gospel of Christ. So let's pray, and then we'll go ahead and share communion. So, Father, we give you all the glory, God. We give you all the honor. We give you all the praise. We thank you for your Son that you've given freely to us, God, to die on a cross to pay for our sins. It's not of us, God. There's no works that we can do to earn your grace, to earn your favor, God. It is simply just believing and giving it all to you. Father, as we take communion, I pray that we remember the goodness of you, God. We'll remember how powerful you are. We'll remember how beautiful and how great you are and how loving you are to us, God. We pray for anybody in this room, God, who does not have salvation, who does not know you, God, who does not have an intimate, genuine relationship with you. We pray that you will open up their hearts, God. You'll draw them closer to them. You love them, God. We pray for salvation for those who are lost, God. We pray for healing for those who are hurt today. God, draw us closer as a church to you. We invite your presence here, God. We thank you so much for all your blessings and your gifts. You are truly good all the time. We say these things in your name. Amen. We read in Mark 16. When the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, mother of Mary, the mother of James and Salome, brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone from us, the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw the stone, and it rolled back, and it was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe, and they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here." Father, we thank you that you have risen from the grave. You've defeated the enemy, God. You've taken the weapons away from the enemy, God, and you've disarmed them. God, it's by that transforming and resurrecting power that we stand here today. We love you, God, and we thank you, and we're truly grateful and thankful for your gift for us. Amen. His body, broken for you. Go ahead. And his blood spilled.